In the United States, black men who enlisted in the military during World War II were segregated into separate units. But blacks in Canada were allowed to fight alongside whites. One of them was a man named George Frederick Johnson. Johnson was born in 1923 in Minnedosa, a town in the Prairie Province of Manitoba. He enlisted at the tender age of 16 and admitted years later that he was just a kid. But joining the military sounded exciting. Corporal George Frederick Johnson was a member of the 10th Canadian Armored Regiment and had a memorable career. As part of the landing on the beaches of Normandy on D-Day in 1944, Johnson came in on a floatable tank and immediately jumped into a jeep to find harbors for army trucks. Aside from that day, Johnson experienced other close calls, including an incident in Germany. One day, a civilian flagged him down to tell him that explosives were hidden under the bridge he was driving towards. Following the war, Corporal George Frederick Johnson returned to Canada and settled in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the West Coast. Johnson found work in the logging industry. Then he worked in the car business for 30 years.